we're learning that there's a tremendous chiddush in this yisod of Afar. The chiddush of the yisod of Afar is that whereas all of creation is moving, from the beginning of creation, creation itself set existence into motion. There's a seder, there's a ratios, there's an achrus. We spoke about this last week. And creation is defined by movement, by motion. Not only by the motion or movement of each particular part of creation, but that all of creation is moving towards the ultimate goal of gula, of achrus, and so on. And in this entire busy picture of crazy, crazy, frantic movement, there's this thing that's called Yesod HaAfar, the element of earth, which is also, as we learned at the end last week, corresponds to the quality of domain in creation, inanimate reality in creation, which is the only part of existence that's not moving. It's not in motion. Its very nature is to be domein. Domein means a lashon of, like we learned, vayidom aron means silent, motionless, to be still. So the yesod ha'ofer, in this way, is different from eish, ruach, and mayim. Fire, ruach, air, mayim. All of those three, of course, in constant motion. Ofar, on the other hand, is that bechina which Shlomo describes, v'ha'aretz le'olam omedes. It's still. It doesn't move. And in that respect, there's something scary. It's lifeless. We have to see what that means in us. That's what we're going to be talking about. In us, there's a part of us that is missing life. It's not alive. So we're in the middle of the page on your test, which says Imkain. Imkain, ha'ofar shehu makbil adaymein, ofar which corresponds to daymein, shayinim in the kudazum ishleishis ha'yisaydes achayim. It's different in this regard from the other three yisaydes. Ha'ruach misno a'as, air is constantly moving. Ha'esh misno a'as, fire, as well. The gamay and water are moving. Lu'umasam ha'ofar ein by tenua klal. On the other hand, the offer, earth, doesn't have any motion, doesn't move, there's no motion. Hu daimem, it's still. Hakinoi daimem magdir is a chiddush shubay. And that's the chiddush. Shu korach she'ein bo tenua. There's a korach in creation that is still. Now, we're not going to be dealing with the holy aspect of that in Kedusha, like Vayudam Aaron. When a person is able to be still inside. And what that means in Kedusha, there's a very great midah, where there could be tremendous, tremendous turbulence outside, but the person is able to remain calm. And to remain in that place of stillness and silence inside, there's a midah of Afar in Kedusha, which we'll talk more about in Mitzvah. But for now, we're going to really focus more on sadness and laziness. The negative manifestations of Ofer, when Ofer is not mu'uzan, when it's not in balance with the other midas of the person. Mash'ein b'doimim. I'm sorry. Imkain. Yeah, we did that. Fine. Mash'ein b'doimim b'Ofer tnua zel chiddush otzum b'mahal ha'riyah. This is a tremendous chiddush in all of creation. Ofer. This motionless yesod of reality. Hari kol habriya benuya b'mahalach sheyitziya min nekudas hareishis. As we learned last week, all of creation is built in such a way where there's a nekuda of gracious, and then there's a tahalich lagi la'achas. There's a beginning, and there's that great movement towards the end. Whether it's a fish going upstream back to the, or whether it's the tachlis that a person uncovers in his life. And the ultimate tachlis of all of history, which is Gula. All of creation is about moving, about going from an achris, rather from a racist to an achris, from the beginning to the end, to the destination, from the place where you start, and then there's the journey, and then there's the destination, and all of life is about reaching that destination. It's about moving. I call it Bibli Mahal Shitzim Likudas Areshis. The process of getting to the Achris, to the end. Yisoda offer Mechadesh Koach Domeim She'enu Misnoeya. The Yisoda offer is Mechadesh Koach of Domeim, of that which is inanimate, which doesn't move. Koach Shu Lachayra B'tfisa HaShitchis. On the surface, it seems to us that this Koach in creation is Hepach Gomel Kol Mahalche Habriya B'tachlisa. Is mamish the opposite of everything else that exists, and the whole tachlis of creation, which is to be constantly evolving and growing and changing and moving. Koach zeh nikra hanikra daimim yochol kamuvan lizgalas b'tzur hanachona. As I mentioned a moment ago, this koach of domim, of silence, of inanimous, in being inanimate, this of course can be mizgala, can be revealed, can be manifested the tzura nechona in a proper way, umidach gam b'tzura shenen nechona, and also in a very, very unhealthy way. Kol mida k'may shehuzkar im hi k'midasa hi toiva im hi choreges mi midasa yotzeis mi gvulais hamida sheba. We learned about midas in general, that every mida essentially is good, but if that good mida does not remain balanced and extends beyond the borders of where it should be, hein kotzi yoseh, hein aruch yoseh, either there's not enough of this midah or there's too much of the midah, he hefeches li as midah she'enena tova. It becomes a midah she'enena tova. We learned this at the beginning. The truth is, there's so much to talk about just that. You saw this. I'm not going to go into it now, but those who are familiar with the Svarim HaKadoshim and learn the Svarim of the Baal Shem Tov and Talmid Baal Shem Tov know that there's no such thing really, really as good and evil. It's not really good and evil. Evil is only good that has descended into evil. It's not the same thing. Everybody else in the world, and even many, many Jews, and even people who are from, who have learned in yeshivas, the way they grew up with Yitzhak or even Yitzhak, and good and bad, and Tomei and Tohara. So they grew up with a clear impression that of like sort of a dualistic existence where everything's divided. It's like the good guys versus the bad guys. It's Tova versus Ra. It's Kedusha versus Tuma. Yisrael and the Amim and so on. And it's a very comfortable way of living, and it's a very easy way to teach that there's good in this bit. You're a good kid, the neighbor's a bad kid, don't go to the neighbor. It's very easy to do that. There are mitzvahs and aveiros. So it's just very convenient, but the panemius is not like that. It's not the panemius. The panemius is not that there are these dualistic, these two competing koichas in the world that are clashing with each other. That's not really true. Ra is just that there's something which is unbelievably holy and beautiful and good, and it's just descended into the, like it's in the wrong neighborhood. It's gotten into a bad place. It's a very different way of looking at life, b'chlal, and looking at everything. Everything is tov b'emes. The world is good. Everything is good. I, Ubayri Rasham, created evil. Hashem created that possibility that there can be the choices that drag us down into a life that is lived chas v'shalom in a way of evil. But essentially everything is tov. Ein ra yorim min hashamayim. Everything is tov. Therefore, even the princess who is lost in the palace of no good, of light tov, not only can she be rescued from that place, but the palace itself can be repaired, can be fixed. Because the nekuda pnimis of all that exists is taif, the inner point of all creation, of each person and of everything. Even of Amalek, I mean, we're not going to go into it right now. But that's the meaning of Adal Yada, but our harmony of Baruch Mordechai, there's some Madrega of Adal Yada. That I'm important to come to that place where you don't see essentially the difference between Mordechai and Haman. Because at the very core, Haman is also good. But he's fallen and he's dragged himself and damaged himself and chosen like the darkest realms of creation. And in those places, it looks like Tov is lo Tov. Tov is lo Tov in those places. And that way of life. Certainly when it comes to Midas, this is a very big yesod in the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. And I mentioned this in the very first year, that when a person's love is misplaced and it becomes something which is terrible and disgusting and self-destructive and destroying others, but the nekuda hapnimis is still ahava, it's still love. I had this conversation with a therapist that I know that's very close to it. I was telling you about it, and he reminded me that there was a case that he discussed with me, one of his patients. This is a maizah from must be 20 years ago, and he was telling me about this girl that came from a chassidish. She was a chassidish woman, married, and unfortunately she was doing terrible things with multiple partners, and it was terrible. I don't know if they remained married. I don't know. Husband was a regular guy, and she was, it was terrible. The Jews, not Jews, all kind of crazy things. And he reminded me that he said that he came to talk to me about this because it had gotten so disgusting that he was having a hard time, like as a therapist, even going on with the discussions. So he reminded me that I told him when he brought this up to me, I told him, she's a gewaldige girl, this girl. What an unbelievable capacity to give, and to give and to love, and she has an unbelievable capacity to do that. So at the time, you know, he was very taken aback by that, and I tried to explain to him this yesod that we're talking about. In the meantime, the end of the story is that Baruch Hashem, she's doing great, and she's been through years and years of therapy and rehab and stuff, and she's Baruch Hashem. Not only is she great, she does great. She's doing great things. Like she's a great person. But when the greatness descends into a low place, into a low place, so then it's manifested in terrible ways. So this is a very important nekuda that everybody has to understand. We're not talking about it enough now. This is found in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and the Bedag HaMach Ephraim. It's a fundamental teaching of Chassidus, of the Baal Shem Tov. It's the whole philosophy, the whole attitude of Chassidus, is formed by this basic yesod, that hakol tov mamash, everything is tov. Ra is just tov that's in the klipas, but it's not ra. It's no ra. It's tov that's in trouble. It's tov that's in trouble. That's all. So he explains, korach zeh anukah doyim yochol kamuvan lasgaz v'tzur nechayim. Call me the Kamesha Huska. Imi Kimidasa, he taiva. Every Mida, when it's used in the proper way, it's taiva. It's good. Imi Charegis Mimidasa, Yaisa Migulas Amidishaba, Hinkotse Yaisa, Aruch Yaisa, he affects as Mida Shainanta. Then it becomes a Mida. Shainanatov. Not that it's essentially not good. Avaracious Hivanu Bor is a tvisa yisoidish of Hafer, Shudover Shainanimus Nisnoea. The ikus for right now, he's just mentioning, as I mentioned before, that we're going to discuss the Yisod HaOfer in its context of Kedusha. It's Gevaldig Amida, Aaron HaKayin, or Yidam Aaron. There's a tremendous, tremendous koch of kedusha in the yesod ha'ofer. But for now, the ikur is to know that the chiddush of the yesod of ofer is that it's not moving. Everything else in creation is alive. Everything else in creation has a tachlis, has a ratios, has an achris. It's going. Even if it gets fablunched, even if it gets lost, so it's running in the wrong direction. Like they used to have this when we were kids. they put out these clips of bloopers, like from television, from sports, mostly from sports. And they had this guy on the football field that he intercepted or something. He got the ball, and he started running and he was going crazy, like running down the whole field, and all of his teammates were screaming at him, "You're going the wrong way, you go." And like the other players, they were just like, the other team, they were just like they, you know, they let him go. And he thought like he's looking here, that, you know, with that guy, how they run, like he was running with the ball like he's gonna be like the player of the year or something. He's going to be the MVP. And his teammates are all screaming, "You're an idiot, what are you doing?" And he ran into the end zone of the other team and he slams down the ball with all the guy. And since then, there was like, this is like from the 1950s or something, and there's like the laughing stock of all of America. So even if you're going in the wrong direction, not babies, you have some sort of you have the tachlis, you have some movement or something. You want the wrong thing, you want to get yourself a drink. It's not good for you, but sof kol sof, you leave in the morning with something and you head in a certain direction. It's the wrong direction, but it's movement. Ofer is this shocking thing that Hashem made in creation. Look, it's a creation of not moving. Dovash and nisha al mekaymai v'nim na'ata kama dugmos hechem zgal kar zebir. Now let's see a few examples of how this is manifested in the creation. Page Chav. K'moshi yadu over the Rebbe Seinu, Ofar, b'chiluf oisiyas oiref. We find many times in this form that Ofar is the letters of Oref. Oref, the neck. This is one of the manifestations of the Yisod HaOfar, Kashiyus HaOref. To be a person who's inflexible, unmoved, unmoving. Nothing can change you. Can't change. Kshemagdirim Adam Kshay Oyev. When we're Magdir, when we define a person who's a Kshay Oyev, Hakavanakach, the meaning is as follows. Adam Paul Ba'ofen Mesuyam, a person goes in a certain way, Verroitzim Lashan as they say, and you try to change him, because it could be that his mom is going in a terrible way. Again, in Kedusha, it's like the Ramban talk when he talks about Hanan and Mishael and Azariah, that the whole world's over the Vadazara, and they're going to get thrown into the fire. And Hanan and Mishael and Azariah are able to say to the Rasha that it's either it's our God or we're going to the fire. That's it. We're not changing. This is who we are. Chal, the whole Metzias of Am Yisrael, the Metzias of Aung Sheriff, and Alter Rebbe talks about it in Lekutei Torah in a few places, and Torah Or and Mishael and other places where the Alter Rebbe talks about this Midah and Kedusha. Ki Am Ksheyarifu, Vistalach Lavanekaravu. So we have this midah that we're an amkshayar, and therefore, Rebbeinu, you see how they are, that the mamrish, with everything they've been through, they don't leave you. They mamrish don't leave. With everything they've been through, they stick with you. It's a crazy kashis arif, like offer, and we're compared to the dirt, right? Amisos compared to. So that midah of offer ha'aris that Amisol has creates this kashis arif within us. In a good way, which is we're not going to budge. This is who we are. So throw us into the fire. So kill us. We're not changing. That's in kedusha. But this is the underlying yisod. This offer. You have a person. You try to change him. Although oimed al amdai, he's oimed al amdai. Can't change him. Won't change. Now that has helped many people manage and survive, but at the end, it can make life crazy. I'm just crazy. Take it from me, I'm a ksheh arif. You're talking, I'm talking to you as a ksheh arif. Can make things hard. Ksheh arif. Arif kasha. Arif kasha, klima. E efshul chal vashin, can't change. E efshul chal vashin, can't make changes with this, with the Kshay Arif. Arif is from the sort of offers, the Oisiyas offer. Arif from Kain Hagirasa, Koach Bilti Mishtane. Arif means Koach Bilti Mishtane. There's that Koach in a person that's Bilti Mishtane, you can't move it. excuse me, it doesn't budge. It's unwilling to change and not flexible. Not flexible. So if we see this inside of ourselves, it means that it's woven into creation. Where is this in creation? Tnua means that something moves. Movement means change. It means I was there, now I'm here. I'm here and now I'm there. That's not only physically, it means emotionally, intellectually, it means in every regard. Movement. As long as something moves, can change. Kashadova misnoeya, when something is moving, oshu oilo, oshu yared. It's either going up, it's going down. Kidivei Rabbeinu Agra on the darn, like we know from the Gra that he used to say, Shadam ein ani yachalam and mokamecha. An adam, a human being, can't say, an adam, a human being, definition is a mahalach. You see that there's a ha'oimdim and a mahalach, that malachim could stay in one place. But a human being, by definition is the Adam is Isis Ma'id. And Ma'id means veriness. And not to be still. Not to be in one place. And the Gros said that a person is always moving. Either he's going up or he's going down. He's not in one place. He might think that he's in one place. But he's either going up or going down. Imhu Oilef. When he's going up, Ishtan al Toiva. Then it's a good change. Imhu Yarek. Achmolasan, if he's going down. It's a bad change. But kol tnua mishana isay. Movement means change. Zo kocha b'chira shabadim. Now this is the kocha b'chira. This of course is more connected to wind and fire and water. This is the kocha b'chira of tzomeh, chai, medaber. One of the trademarks of the tzaddik is that the tzaddik is ish chai, ben ish chai, Rav Pak. Rabbi Nosson in the Hagdama writes about Rabbi Nachman that he was chai be'emes, that he was truly alive. And he was very young when he died. But he says, Rabbi Nosson, you want to understand Rabbi Nachman was chai be'emes. He really lived. He was truly alive. And this is one of the great trademarks of the tzaddik. That doesn't mean he's not, when it comes to Kedusha, he's a ksheriv. But he's always willing to change. He's always willing to leave his diras keva, you know, to leave the house and go into a sukkah. Sukkah is a temporary dwelling. But the Shvitzer says that a person in life has to go. He has a certain way, but he has to sometimes go to a sukkah. Sukkah means it's not permanent, but you have to get out of your diras keva. You can't get stuck. You can't be in a diras keva. Life means that sometimes, right now, you have to move a different way and be flexible. A person who lives in a diras keva doesn't have a sukkah. It's inflexible in that way. It could be disastrous, terrible disaster. And everything in Gashmius and Ruchnius could be terrible. And tzaddik is always ready to move, and that's why the tzaddik is like a child in that respect. Children are always changing. A child could say to you, "You're my best friend," and he plays with you for half hour, and then he talks to the other kid and he says, "You're my best friend." But that he means it bamis, but it's not like adults to do these things. He means bamis. B'shasmai said, "You're my best friend." Now you're my best friend. You can ask a kasha, how could it be that he's your best friend? It's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Right? It's not a kasha. A person changes. I remember in the shul, and I mentioned this recently, we were discussing when, the time a few years ago, there was a whole big meeting in the shul. Because that the thing came for me to go to yeshiva, to go to YU, to be mashpia there. So then we need to have an assistant rabbi, right? Baruch Hashem, we have Rabbi Levin, it's gewaldig. So at the time, at this big meeting, everybody was tumbling, it was a big tumult. So somebody got up and said, "But Rabbi, I know myself that I heard you say many times over the years that you don't believe in this whole business of assistant rabbis. So how could you suggest this now?" So I said, I changed my mind. And everybody just looked at me. I said, I know, I meant it when I said that. I really did. I thought I would never want to have such a thing, but I was like 35 years old. You know, I'm almost 60. I changed my mind. And then I knew what to say about it. Like, you know, everybody's like ready to argue. I just said, no, you're right. I said that. Like, they thought I was saying, no, I didn't mean it. Or this is the pshat, what I meant. I said, no, I meant it 100%. Pshat mice, I meant that I'm going to never do such a thing. It's crazy. It's some kind of an American thing. I don't know what it is. And I changed my mind. I thought about it, and I looked at what, you know, and I just, all right, there's something to that. You know, so that happens in life. You know, things change. Things change. I was talking to a girl today. Came to it's a brachna girl, not brachna yisayim. A terrific girl who came to talk to me today, and it was about a relationship that she has with her father. And she was saying how she was saying that I'm 17 years old. This is the way that I've always been with my father. I cannot change. I can't. In other words, it's always been without closeness, without warmth. And the mother's not here now. And I'm advocating very much that they should try to work on their relationship. And she said, I'm 17 years old already. Like, I'm 17 years old. So, you know, first of all, the first couple years is just like babies, you know. So it is like this. So it's 12 years, 13 years that you're having this thing. You can't change. Can't change. Maybe you try something different. Okay, by the end of the conversation, so she was ready to try something. She expressed that she's ready to try something. But we have this in many, many times in life that we can't see moving. We can't move. We can't move. Again, it works in Kedusha. It's a very chashuv thing. To say, Ol Hashem Ol Baal, that we'll die for Hashem, we're not going to Baal, that's kvalit. But in many, many ways, it's self-destructive and it hurts other people. But that's what it means, k'shei oirif. Oirif is the oisiyas ofer. Zo koch ha-bechira shavadu, shem koch ha-misnoya. The koch ha-bechira means that you and I have, till the last breath, we have the ability to move. To move. Yesh lo efsharos livcha litzad ha-taif, ha-chalil litzad ha-shayin. I have the ability to choose between good or the other way. I should call tenuva shabai mishana yisa. And call tenuva shabai mishana yisa. And every movement is a change. Kshezchadish bebriya koyach adoimim. So when Hashem was mechadish in creation, that there's this one koyach that's called something that doesn't move. Motionlessness. Whatever. Koyach adoimim. She'enu misno'ea. Zo be'ed some koch she'enu mishtana. Means Hashem created such a koch of enu mishtana. Koch bebriye she'enu mishtana mitzad ha'kilkul hu misra b'musag k'shei orif o'yisi yisofer. In a bad way, in a way of kilkul, it could be a stubbornness, an intolerance for other people that are different. A Kshei Orif can't tolerate other opinions and other ways. A very, very intolerant person. Everything has to be. So that's a kilkul. That's mitzad. But he's tapping into that koch of offer in creation. There is such a koch in creation. That's Eino Mishtana. There's a koch like that. Kshei Orif is his offer. Kshei Orif zu tfisa shel adam haholach b'derech mesuyemes. When a muchan l'shana says dark, person is going in a certain direction, and ena muchan l'shana says dark, and it is unwilling to change the derech. Where does that come from? Hakol shalom l'shana is dark, asher shabi soid ha'ofer. Now Kedusha says of Mordechai, lo yichar lo yishtachar. You couldn't get Mordechai to move. He stood b'shar melech, right? Mordechai stood b'shar melech, rather he was sitting. B'shar Melech, that everybody else is moving because of Haman. Everybody's moving. I mean, everybody's terrified. The whole Shushan is moving. When you open the Megillah, there's tremendous amount of movement. And there's one person, Mordechai, it's like Yichur Le'yishtachar. I'm not moving. Mordechai Yeshu B'shar Melech. Mordechai Yichur Le'yishtachar. kedusha, there's such a koich that Mordechai had of leichrul yistachu. Doesn't mean he's a person without feelings, without emotions. Doesn't mean he was somebody who was inflexible. It meant that he knew that his responsibility at this time was to show Am Yisrael this midah of kashyus arif, of amkshay arif yisalach lavanein. To be zeicher for Yeshua, we had to be strong, and not to change, and not to move. Akok shalom mishan is darko shereshu v'yisayt ha'ofer. Hu daimim. Oymer al mekaymai, v'enemuchan lozes. V'enemuchan lozes. Okay, there's a midah. The midah of the Rishayim is there's a midah of Rishayim Kashis Ayur, but there's also kuruach, like a ruach neshavas, that the Rishayim, every wind that comes is oikadah from their place, it uproots them, you know, constantly changing, not having any firm beliefs or commitment to anything, constantly being moved and changed, like in the first kapitel of Tilum that Dov Melech describes. That's the way of the Rishon. Hu doimim oimer al mekayme ve'enemuchan lozes. Zu dugma achas legidlui koyach ofer melozen doimim shenem ishtane. Ata noshul deri v'chaim vital. Now we go back to v'chaim vital. Shemidas ha'atzlus hi talod demisay d'ofer. V'chaim vital says that one of the toldas, one of the manifestations of this yesod of Ofer is atzlus, laziness. Madu atzlus b'man Ofer? Why does atzlus come from the Ofer, from the dirt, from this yesod of Ofer? Havana pshuta v'yidua, the simplest and most well-known explanation is that ha'ofer yesh ba'oit chuna, b'kovid. Another quality of earth is its heaviness. Ruach Mayim and Eish are weightless. And water is, but it's comparatively weightless. And Ofer is heavy. Mibain Abba Yisaitis are covered by Yisaitis, Yisaitis Ofer. The heaviest of the four Yisaitis is Ofer. Eishi Kal, the fire is light, Ruach Kal, Mayim, Kray Yisaitis Kratim. Of course, water is a little bit heavier, but Yisaitis are covered by Kum is Ofer, but you can't compare to Ofer. Mitzat tfisazu, page chafalv. Mitzat tfisazu, ha'aslus, we can understand that laziness, the root of laziness is the yisayda ofer. Ke'akvedus, me'na'as mimeno lifol. There's a heaviness that prevents the lazy person from doing, from moving, from getting things done. He always has explanations why he's not getting things done. But there's a kvedus. There's a kvedus, there's a heaviness. Atzlus is this heaviness, it's offer. Zuha tfisa hamitis, apshuta v'abru. This is true. And this is tfisa hamitis, pshuta v'abru. Ava ba'omek yosef, fimash nesboi, yosoi the offer. But now that we're learning the sugya of Ofer, we understand that Ofer is the yesod that causes itnua, this problem or this mitzius of motionlessness, being motionless, not moving. It's not an issue just of heaviness. Ofer is heavy, but the yesod of Ofer is that it doesn't move. It's domim, it's silent, it's lifeless. That's atzlus, that's laziness. Yesod Ofer, Yesod Shagorim, Itnua. Hu Daimim, Lo Misno'er, Omer Al Mekaymai. Laziness means to be Omer Al Mekaymai. You can look like he looks like he's running around there, but the problem is he's lazy. See, like when a person does a job in a just to get it over with. Just to get it over with. I always say, I remember that when I was a kid. So Sunday, when the weather was nice, we used to have these big baseball games in the neighborhood. Softball games, and we'd come back from school, And the rest of the guys, like, were gearing up. And, you know, my father would say, tell me to go mow the lawn. It was also this annoying thing to go mow the lawn. It's like I would show up late or something at the game. they have an old electric lawn. It was, I don't know if you ever saw the real ones, pushing with your hand. So that's the kind that we had. So my father said, go mow the lawn. So I mowed the lawn. Of course, I just wanted to finish this up so I can go to the ball game. I didn't want to stick around. So I do like 10 minutes. I'm calling out that I'm ready. Okay. And you know, whatever. My father said, whoa. And he goes out like to inspect. You know, like, so around every tree, there's like tall group. Because I'm supposed to take the scissors, you know, around the tree. You know, there's a way to do it. I had all the equipment. But I just went like up to the tree with the lawnmower. You know, I'm not going with scissors over there. I got the outfield waiting for me. You know, I'm not going with scissors. So on the outside, someone would be passing by with a car, and they see Moshe in front of the house running with the lawnmower. They say, "Wow, Weinberg is, man, he's a hard worker," because they see me like I was running. But the emphasis, I was only running to get finished with it. I didn't want to do the job well. The last thing on the earth I cared about was the lawn. I wanted to just get done with this. So it might have the tzura of Zrizus on the outside, but it's just because you just don't want to eat as much. But you can learn like that too. You can learn. It's a way of learning. So the guy, he calls it Bekiyas. It's not called Bekiyas. It's called laziness. There's a thing called Bekiyas. That's not Bekiyas what he's doing. It's just called laziness. He's not being thorough. He's not doing it properly. It's not called Bekiyas the way you're doing it. What's the Bekiyas? I'm not going into that now, but that's not Bekiyas. That's the way that I mow the lawn. I just want to get to something else. And the guy tells me he does the daf in 20 minutes. He says, okay, I'm not so impressed with that. It depends. If you're a big Yiluyisha person and you can do it like that, that's kolokavod. But most likely you're just, you know, cutting corners. You're just trying to save time because you want to get to the other stuff in your life. So you want to do the 20-minute daf so you can get back to work or whatever you want to do. But that doesn't mean that you're not lazy. So on the outside, the lazy person could look like he's very busy. Some of the people that look like they're really busy, they're very, very lazy people. Because it's all about how to be potter and to get back to my show. You know, to get back to my place. My place. Because Edson, he doesn't want to leave his place. Whether it's at the ball game, or it's at the television, or it's with his friends, or whatever it is. He has his makom. He doesn't want to leave his makom. Because the Yesoda Ofer is that force of gravity that just keeps you in your place. You don't want to move. You don't want to move. So if someone that's, you know, he might say, I'm happy at my job. And the wife is saying, you know, it's not working for us anymore. You're making $38,000. We got 7 kids. It's not, you know, I can't pay tuition, can't pay for groceries. He said, good job. It's a really good job. You know, they like me there. He just doesn't want to change. He's afraid to change. And when you dig deep enough, which usually doesn't take more than a few minutes, such a person, it's not about the type of work or this or that. It's just that I'm here for 25 years, you know. Totally. So you could talk like a tzaddik, you know, stopping b'muad, and, you know, a bissel zoich good, you know. You could say all the lashonos, whatever you want. But the bottom line is, chlorot zela zuz me'amakom shelo. So, offer. He doesn't want to move from his place. Yeah, there could be all kinds of psychological reasons why not, you know, whatever, but he doesn't want to move from his place. He doesn't want to leave the place. Obviously, people who went through Gullus and are brooded and are schlepping from one place to another, they don't want to, when they get to a place, they don't want to leave it. But that, we understand that. People went through sorrows, they went through wars, they don't want to leave their place. But it's obvious. But then you have things that are not so obvious. But the bottom line is, he can't leave his makom. This is his makom. He can't leave his makom. Such a person who walks into shul, somebody's sitting in his place, he can't daven. He pasha can't daven. Because he wants to be misgarbage. He's not going to tell the guy. I mean, sometimes they do. But if he's a guy that works on himself, he's not going to tell the guy, you know, get out of my seat. So he goes to another place to sit, right? But he can't daven. Why? Ki holo b'mkomo. Something about that. I'm not saying he's late. That's not laziness. But there's the aside of something that's comforting and controlling about that makom that I can't leave. There are people who are living in abusive relationships where they don't leave. Not 50 years, everybody knows that's just crazy things. How many times, especially in the early years when I was with these situations. I made all kinds of crazy statements, and I get raising money to get some lady that was being abused by the crazy, sick, mean husband to finally get her to some shelter. And like then the next day, she leaves the shelter and she goes back to her husband. And so it's like, what's going on? She said, no, I know, we spoke about it. And she made up. Made up. Your husband's supposed to be in jail. When you made up, you know you're going to get beaten again. No, thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi. We appreciate all of your help. There's nothing to talk about. She can't move. She can't move. Just. You have the other, that's the opposite, airy types. They're, I don't have to explain, right? That's not for now. They have to move. But there are types that they can't move. I just can't move. But there's a chiddush in the atzilus, and this is what makes it more interesting, is that which Rav Schwartz explains now. Is that bad? Some ha'omik shall be this atzilus. Sheres atzilus be yisod afu mi tzad heyayis she yisod afu who yisod bilti misnameya. The yisod afu is something which doesn't move. Kasha goyver it's l'adam yisod afu of ein izon nachon. But he saw this when this yisod of afu is dominating the person's life and is not properly balanced with excuse me, with the other yisaidis who chai betfisa she'in betnua, he lives in a way of looking at life without movement. So one of the ways that this manifests itself is atzlus. There are other things, but one is atzlus, a lack of motivation and so on, atzlus, laziness. Sherish yisaid ha'ofer. But the difference is as follows. Yesoda offer, of course, aimbo to no cloud. That means not moving at all. Ulam kashu when starf lashari yesoda is a misnay ayim be izun shenanochon, then the ledis tnua itis anikus atzlus. What's atzlus? When there's an unhealthy imbalance between a lack of proper balance between the yesoda offer. What can I help you with? When there's some kind of a problem, unhealthy imbalance. So when it comes to this mida of laziness, it doesn't mean that it comes out that the person doesn't move at all. It means that he moves very slowly. Slowly. It doesn't mean physically. Like I thought he could be running all over the place. But change is very slow with this guy. So it's the yesoda ofar. It is moving, but it's painful to move. It's very hard to move. That's called atzlus. Ha'atzlus mislabeshes al yesod ha'ofer. Laziness is one of the levushim, one of the garments, one of the ways that the yesod ha'ofer is mislabesh in our lives. It appears in our lives. B'sho she'ezgala itzladim yesod ha'ofer, b'efen bilti mu'uzan. Now, throughout this, I'm going to talk about how to work on these things. But when the yesod ha'ofer surfaces in a person's life in a way that's unhealthy, that's imbalanced. Well, there's this laziness, or we'll talk about depression and so on. I'm sorry. This is not in the correct balance with the other yisaidis. Then it goes beyond just this being a certain heaviness. It's not just a heaviness. Vaisakar shall eat nua klal, mashpia izun lonacha ben yisaidis and begalabas midas atzlus. This longing not to move at all can create terrible, terrible imbalance with the other yisaidis, and it surfaces in midas atzlus, in laziness, which the Chayus HaTamidim talks about at the very beginning. This mida, hisraplus atzlus. The other Rebbe talks about different madregas of atzlus, but it's the same you saw the offer. Not doing something thoroughly. Not doing it thoroughly. Not doing it carefully. Everything's half done, half baked, and so on. There are many ways that atzlus affects us. Yeshnam shnei chalokim v'atzel. The two chalokim, the two parts to the atzel, ha'echad shapor la'at. One is he gets things done slowly. But then you have the deepest atzlus. Shenu misnei aklal. It comes to the point, he just doesn't get things done bechlal. Doesn't move. Doesn't mean he sits in one place physically. It doesn't get anything done. Yeshno otzel hamugdar kaloshna pasuk otzel tayim. There's an otzel who's defined in the pasuk with this word otzel tayim. Clever. Otzel tayim means davish nasel la'at. Something is done very, very slowly. Again, you could have a person who works slowly, but he's not lazy. He's very, very thorough. He works slow. He's careful. It could be somebody that's, if I care, that person's murdik zvizis. He does it thoroughly. The reason he does it slowly is because of a certain care, he's medakting what he's doing. But with atzlus, it's something that's it's done slowly. So tfis achas shel atzlus, isha hadover be'etzem lifal, hakshunase be'kvedus. Something, he gets things done, but it's be'kvedus. It's heavy, and la'at, and it takes a long time. Another person could do the same thing, ambition. You know, one fifth of the time, the other person gets it done, and done properly. This was a kvedus. La'at, la'at. Long. It's interesting, Lashon. He lifted up his feet. So everybody knows what Rashi says. Pirush Rashi wasn't he lifted up his feet. Everybody lifts up their feet when they walk. So it's Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. Vayelach, how are you supposed to walk without lifting up your feet? So Pirush Rashi, Mishin Nisbasi, Besura Toiva, Shehuvtach B'Shmira. When Hashem is Baruch told him, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to watch you. He was in such a great place. Nosa Liba Yis Raglav, his heart carried his feet. He was in a great mood. And Nosa Liba Yis Raglav, his heart lifted up his feet. And it became very easy for him to walk. So it doesn't just mean walking, it means life became like Lebedik, alive. His heart lifted him up because Hashem Baruch said, don't worry, I'm taking care of you. So Vayisa Yaakov Raglav was not talking about something physical, that because there was something inside of him that changed, this realization that changed. So Vayisa Yaakov Raglav says, so his movement was calm, was easy. Everything was a delight for him to do, was to move. When a person is happy, when a person is in a good place, so it's kal. He's light. When a person is very happy, it's kal. When a person is, God forbid, in a place of depression, of despair, offer, so then it's kaved, is the opposite of light. Everything is a struggle. To get up in the morning, oh, he has to go to a job every day, goes to work. Oh, yeah. Everything is kaved, hard. Everything is heavy. So the Torah says, Vayisa Yaakov Yis Raglav. That's what Rashi is explaining. Vishnas Basim, Sir Tayyib, Shavuot, Tachim, Mishmir, Nosa Liba Yis Raglav, and Nasa Kal Alechts. Mishu Kal, Rats Meher. When someone's Kal, light, he runs. Again, that doesn't mean he physically has to be run. But everything is with Mehirus. Rots Kitzvi, Mach Mishu Kal. Misha Yeshla Kovid Harlachlaat. Misha Yeshla Kovid Harlachlaat. There's a guy by Marv tonight, a Yerushalmi that was sitting next to me in the shtiebel here. You know, he walks in, he's like this wide, and he walks in and he sits back, like he spreads his arm, like, not, you know, and he sits down like that. So there came time for, he didn't take a sitter or anything, came time for Shemoneh Esrei. So he sits there by the rest of the evening. He says, I don't know what he was doing. And then it comes to Shemoneh Esrei. He stood halfway up and he leaned on the stand in front of him. So I'd say he was right next to me, no more than 30 seconds. And then he just sat down. He was done davening. You know, with a little pay or something, this and that. He just finished davening. Say, that's his bechiru. It's not my kid. And even when I tried that with my kid, it didn't work. So I'm not going to try with this guy. I tell him, like, what happened to the Baal Shem Tov, you know, I'm not going to try with him. So he sits down. And, you know, he doesn't stand up for Elena, doesn't stand up for God, there's nothing, he doesn't stand up. And he says, he's waiting, you know, to be parted from Marv. So could, and then they brought out a couple of Ragaloch after Marv. And they brought out some Ragaloch before the Kaj was even finished. There was some cake, the cribs, the whole thing. And I wanted to tell him, Tyre, my Tyre brother, your mezainis took longer. Your bar mezainis took longer than the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Your mezainis. Nasa kal lo lalechis. Now already, it's kal lo. But every second of Shemoneh Esrei felt like this. When you're not in that place, every word of Shemoneh Esrei, it feels like it weighs like a million pounds. It's so heavy. Every word is so heavy. When it's kal to eat, that's what you're doing something you enjoy. Kal. Like, rotz kitzvi. And it moves. But when something is heavy, heavy word, can't stand up for Shemoneh Esrei. And now he stands up, he reaches across the whole table, almost killed some old guy. I was just trying to get out. I want to eat over there. He's like, he reaches across and bends over. He didn't stand up for Shemoneh Esrei. He just stood up halfway and leaned on the bench. And then like after 30 seconds, he sat down. I thought maybe God forbid something's, you know, he's not healthy or something's wrong. Oh, you should have seen him. He's okay. He's fine. Kala. Vayisa is Raglav. Vayisa, he got a Besura Toiva. The Tanis is over, and the Raglach are there. So it's a Besura Toiva. It's a Besura Toiva. Now it's a Kala. Vayisa Raglav. Then it became Kala Lelechas. But there's something. So here we see what is most complicated is that there's some things that we're not lazy for, and some things that we are lazy for. It's much easier to just use a typology and say, there's the lazy person. But the emphasis is that, of course, that when it comes to something that we like, we can be very energetic. But something we don't like, and it needs to get done, we're lazy. Now we have to understand that. But the yisod of every laziness, this kredus of atzlus, but the oimek of this yisod is not moving at all. That's what he says here. He says, "Rotzke tzvi machshukal." When there's a heaviness, you move slowly. Okay, so it's done. It takes a long time. Whatever is done slowly, but it's done. But that's not the oimik of asas. This yisod ha'ofer is mechadish. It's scary. There's an oimik mamish. Even a deeper oimek pnimi in atzlus, l'rak shadavan nase laat leito. Not just that something takes time. I will etzem hayoyis shal yisoid ofer gairim lekach shadavar hu bilti misnoei klal. It doesn't get done at all. What would need it to get done does not get done. It doesn't get done. Not that it gets done slowly. Or I'll do it tomorrow, which is always with the atzel. I'll do it later. It just doesn't get done. I once had a roommate in yeshiva. He never cleaned up after the supper in the room cooking. So when I never lived with him, and I asked him, what's the story, you know? So he said, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. In other words, why should I clean now? I'm like, I might die tomorrow or something like that. I don't know what he meant, but. Like, why should I clean this now? You never know what's going to be tomorrow. If I see when it's time to eat tomorrow, I'll clean it up and eat, and do it. And then, like, why don't you just do it? Like, it's too much. It's like one pan or something. No, it's too much. So then, of course, you know, I say, okay, I'll do it. And he says, oh, okay. These are conversations in homes and in dormitories and apartments. Can say that you have this. Well, why don't you do it now? But there's such a thing which Bechlal doesn't get done. Not forget about tomorrow. Bechlal not. Chitzonius midas atzus. The chitzonius of the midas atzus is tnuhiit, is slow motion. But the pnimius of the midas atzus is shadav enim snei yaklat. Not moving at all. Chav beis. Let's just do that. The sentence on top. This boynin ata oy bediver abesenu bechtei lechadeid. So we're going to look more into Chazal in order to sharpen and deepen our understanding of all of this. We're now going to learn a lot of the Chazals, most of the Chazals that we're all familiar with. And by learning these Makaris and Chazal, we'll be able to have a much, much clearer and better grasp of reality through the eyes of the Torah as opposed to when something is trying, we try to understand things without using the Torah. So Mitzvah will continue next week.